Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
California's Utility Commission has determined that PG&E has repeatedly failed to properly inspect, repair, and maintain its transmission lines. And oversight, the watchdog is blaming for the deadly fires that have ripped through Northern California in recent years. To talk more about this, we're joined by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Matier. Phil, where do we go from here? I mean, a lot of people have discussed, you know, PG&E being taken over by the state or local municipalities having their own electric companies. But then, as you've pointed out, do you really want the government running that stuff? So what do we do? Where do we go?
Well, this makes it a bit more complicated and a lot more expensive. Now, what we have is the PUC is moving faster than it has in the past, I think, in this and making its determination. And they're probably going to roll, you know, these violations in with previous ones. And PG&E is probably going to get hit with a pretty hefty fine. I don't know where that's going to stand because they're already in bankruptcy because of the fires. And what this does is what you're starting to see is the add-on of the fire tax onto PG&E. We're talking $20 billion, probably $20 to $30 billion by the time it's all over, possibly. Now, what that means is that if PG&E owes that to fire victims or to insurance companies or to whatever, okay, that goes on their debt, all right? That's what they owe. So whoever buys them or takes them over has to take that on as well. It's not like PG&E can say, we're selling the company or we're getting out of this business and walk away from that debt. That would become part of the bankruptcy proceedings and add on to the debt, and therefore add on to the cost of any cooperative or state takeover down the line.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing with PG&E's maintenance of its system, this is old stuff, this particular tower that's blamed for the start right. of the campfire in Butte County. I mean, you know, you see the video of this, it's rusting. I mean, it just looks bad, and it was bad, and yet they are regulated. And the question keeps coming up, what were the regulators doing?
Well, they weren't doing it. I mean, that's just it. They were looking at paper. They were looking at reports about what PG&E was or wasn't doing. It was, you know, that's largely what they were doing. There are some that argue that the Public Utilities Commission in California has too much on its plate. I mean, it's everything from cell phones to the rates you pay to natural gas. And we saw this with the San Bruno explosion when the pipes went. They weren't looking at safety stand. They were looking at how much you were paying for that gas and whether or not it was clean gas or whether it was where it was coming from, and there were a lot of political issues involved in it, climate change, all these things were being looked at by the PUC and green power and all that, but not necessarily on the delivery systems.
Just the meat and potatoes.
Exactly, which is the meat and potatoes. And but oftentimes in life, as we know, it is the basics, the nuts and bolts that get neglected or get put off while we're pursuing other things.
Because the nuts and bolts are kind of boring.
Until they don't work, and that's when everything really falls apart because it only takes one nut or bolt to go off and the whole machinery shows up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.